This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law of the firm Pointer and Bucherri, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Paul Wilson, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Paul, P-A-U-L. Last name is Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, period. On May 23rd of 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 59-year-old male, height 5'2" tall, weight 315 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 12th of 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was rear-ended, period. He was in a 2007 passenger car that was totaled and not drivable, period. He was hit by a Jeep four-wheel drive, period. No airbags deployed, period. Approximately 2 days later, he had severe pain in his left shoulder, period. He had immediate pain in his left hip, period. His left hip hit the armrest, period. The patient was jerked, period. The vehicle spun off the road and landed in a drainage ditch, period. New paragraph. Despite adequate treatment, the patient still has pain with diminished range of motion involving his left shoulder, period. He was told that he had tendon damage, period. New paragraph. His left shoulder pain is described as constant, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 to 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9+ out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen in the emergency room by ambulance at Major Hospital in Shelbyville, period. He had x-rays, treated and released, period. Approximately 4 days later, he was seen in clinic, period. He had an exam and was referred for MRI of his shoulder, period. He was referred to an orthopedic specialist in Shelbyville, and he was therefore referred to physical therapy for approximately 6 weeks, period. He followed up with orthopedics, and they gave him work restrictions, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Lifting greater than 25 pounds, comma. Undressing himself, period. Housework, comma. Yard work, comma. Sleep, comma. Working on cars, comma, and driving over 1 hour, period. New paragraph. Medications include lisinopril, comma, gabapentin, comma, anti-inflammatories, comma, metformin, comma, and albuterol, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes anti-inflammatories, comma, over-the-counter medicines, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, and asthma, period. Past surgical history is positive for appendectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed the patient has never injured his left shoulder in the past, period. He was involved in a minor automobile accident in the past, but none serious or that required treatment, period. He had a work injury 4 years ago to his right shoulder when he slipped and pulled muscles, but it did not require any treatment or permanency, period. He has not been in prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a material handler, and driving a forklift, period. He can work full-time, but it does result in pain and adaptation using his other arm, period. He was restricted from working from May 17th, 22, till August 8th of 22, period. This time from work would be consistent and necessary for his injuries, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records. Including major hospital medical records, as well as major hospital orthopedic records, period. Some of the pertinent findings are as follows, period. I'm sorry, let's backtrack on what I said on the medical records reviewed about major hospital. Please also include ATI physical therapy records were also reviewed, period. A new paragraph. Records for major hospital imaging department, MRI, May 17th, 22. Impression, supraspinatus, comma, infraspinatus, and subcapularis tendon tears, period. Displaced labral tear, period. There is a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon, period. Orthopedic office notes, June 21st of 22. Plan, I talked to the patient about treatment options, period. I did explain to him that the clicking and catching he feels is likely going to be long-term with conservative management, period. He is not interested at this time with surgical intervention, period. Orthopedic office report, August 2nd, 22. Patient is here today for a follow-up exam of his left shoulder rotator cuff tear due to injury that occurred after a motor vehicle accident on May 12th of 22, period. Plan, we will give him a note saying that he can return. We will give him a note saying he can return to work without restriction on Monday. I did counsel him that rotator cuff pain and weakness can reoccur, especially at his young age, period. Emergency room reports from major hospital, May 12, 22, 58-year-old history of COD, OPD, prior tobacco abuse and hypothyroidism, was rear-ended on the highway. Discharge plan, cause of injury, MVA, contusion of the hip, left, period. Disposition, home self-care. X-ray report for major hospital of the left hip, no acute abnormalities. ATI physical therapy, initial evaluation, June 2nd, 2022. Paul Wilson is a 58-year-old male who presents to physical therapy with signs and symptoms consistent of left tear of the rotator cuff. Period. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, May 23rd, 2023, examination of the skin revealed a right lower quadrant abdominal appendix scar unrelated to this injury. There were scars to the left forearm due to burns from the 1980s period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation. Extraocular muscles were intact, period. Examination of the cervical region was unremarkable, period. Examination of the thoracic area, unremarkable, period. Examination of the lumbar area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the right hand. Reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. Examination of the right shoulder was normal, period. Examination of the left shoulder was grossly abnormal, period. There was heat, tenderness, and crepitance on motion of the left shoulder, period. There was diminished strength in the left shoulder, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left shoulder with flexion diminished by 24 degrees, comma, extension by 8 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, diminished by 14 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, diminished by 40 degrees, comma, internal rotation diminished by 26 degrees, and external rotation diminished by 28 degrees, period. Examination of both hips had full range of motion and no palpable tenderness, period. A neurological examination, reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. After review of all the medical records in performing a physical examination, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above and for which he is sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 12, 2022 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, sprain, comma, left rotator cuff tear, comma, supraspinatus, comma, infraspinatus, and subcapularis tendon tears with a displaced labral tear, period. Number two, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain resolve, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of May 12th of 2022, period. As a patient ages, he will probably have severe arthritis in his left shoulder as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the left shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5. The patient qualifies for a 13% upper extremity impairment, which converts to an 8% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. The basis for this 13% upper extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the injury to the left shoulder from the accident of May 12, 2022, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was instructed he may need more physical therapy and surgery down the road to his left shoulder for repair of his tendons, period. Due to the severe rotator cuff tear, it is with total certainty that I can guarantee that the patient will need definitive surgical correction to the left shoulder, period. The expense for this would be $125,000, and this would be all inclusive of hospital, comma, surgeon, comma, anesthesia, comma, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient will need ongoing medications, both anti-inflammatory and analgesics, at an estimated over-the-counter generic expense of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in the shoulder would be required at $3,000, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is warranted, period. A shoulder brace at a cost of $250, which would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal, End of Dictation.